I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Jackie Kiger of Pisgah Legal Services. Blue Cross Blue Shield is the only insurer in our region that insures under the Affordable Care Act. They announced a proposed rate hike for the upcoming enrollment period of almost 23%. What does that mean?
Well, Matt, what we know is that Blue Cross has filed their proposed rates for the 2018 coverage year. And what they've said is that it is going to be on average a 22, almost 23% rate increase for those who are getting coverage under the Affordable Care Act. This is mainly because of the uncertainty that we have seen from the federal government and Congress, particularly around the cost-sharing reductions. And this all has to do with out-of-pocket expenses that low-income families gain coverage through under the ACA. Congress has not reauthorized those payments or authorized them in the long term, and that has created a huge amount of uncertainty. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina actually said in their information regarding the rate increases that they would have only increased rates in the single digits, about 8.8%, but for this uncertainty that is happening about cost-sharing reductions.
Before we go into a little more of the politics of that, what does this mean for people who want to enroll when the next enrollment period comes, hearing this rate increase from Blue Cross Blue Shield? What does that mean for people who want to enroll for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act when the next enrollment period comes?
For many people, the vast majority that we've seen in North Carolina, they won't see much of a difference. The premium tax credits, the financial assistance that the ACA provides to low-income families, that also will increase along with the premium rate increase. So we know that a lot of folks may not see this. For some folks who do not get that high level of financial assistance, this will create more uncertainty about their ability to afford insurance. What we want to really emphasize, though, is that people need to come in and look at their options and understand what this will cost them when the time comes.
What people are the ones most affected by what you just said, that with the tax credits that come with this, they may not receive this with this rate hike? So who are the people that are affected by that?
So the people who are most affected by the increases are those who are getting very little subsidy and no subsidy. The subsidies range from, for incomes that range from 100% of poverty up to 400% of poverty. It's a sliding scale. So as your income increases, your tax credit will decrease. So that will impact those families. Again, it's a smaller number across North Carolina. On average, we've seen many families receiving significant tax credits. But so much of this information is confusing. People are hearing this and thinking, oh my goodness, I won't be able to afford coverage. And what we tell people at Pisgah Legal Services every day, you've got to come in, you've got to look at your options, we've got to talk about what this will mean for you.
And to be clear, when is the next enrollment period?
The next enrollment period starts on November 1st of 2017 and runs through December 15th of 2017.
Given that there is so much in the news right now, not just about the Affordable Care Act, but the potential replacement bill that Republicans in Congress are working on right now, what are some of the myths that people need to know exist right now about the current law?
I would start by saying that the one piece that we are really emphasizing is that the Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land. It has not changed. It has not been repealed. Steps have been taken to repeal and replace it, but we're still in the fairly initial steps of that process. So what we are really wanting people to understand is that you have coverage, and if you have it right now, continue to use it, continue to pay your premiums because you have that coverage. If you don't have coverage, you may qualify for a special enrollment period. There are still opportunities to enroll even now. So we're reaching out and encouraging people to come in and talk with Pisgah Legal Services and other local assister organizations to understand what their options are. And open enrollment 5, it is happening. All the plans are being made. We're hearing about, you know, Blue Cross and Blue Shield and these proposed rate increases. That is on the books. We are preparing for it. So again, making sure that people understand that nothing has changed right now. And if things do change, there will be a timeline for how that happens. And resources like Pisgah Legal will be available to help people understand their rights and what's changed and how to maintain coverage or understand any changes in coverage.
What are some of the common things you're seeing right now with the sort of uncertainty about the law of people coming to you, to your organization, looking to get coverage or worried maybe the coverage they have right now may not continue?
Well, we are hearing from folks a lot of confusion. What does the proposal, the American Healthcare Act, mean? When would things change? and lots of questions about what will that mean? Because as we're hearing, there are concerns about whether or not people with pre-existing conditions and chronic health conditions will still be able to afford coverage. We're hearing a lot of anxiety about being able to afford coverage if the premium tax credit system changes. Right now, as I mentioned before, this is based on income. And when you have low income, your tax credits are very high to assist that family. It's a sliding scale. The flat tax credit proposal that's out there would actually hurt lower income families. And for example, in Buncombe County, a family of four that makes $40,000 annually is looking at losing more than $13,000 in premium tax credit subsidy, the financial assistance that makes coverage affordable under the proposed bill. So questions, anxieties, and generally wanting to know what will happen, when will it happen, and we are not speculating. We're certainly just letting people know. Again, the ACA remains the law, and potential changes will come with a timeline.
What is it about Asheville, Buncombe County, Western North Carolina that makes it particularly susceptible to changes in the healthcare law?
Well, for our community and our region here in Western North Carolina, we have seen an incredible amount of people benefiting from coverage. People have needed this coverage, want this coverage. We've seen very high enrollment numbers during all of the years of the ACA implementation. And in our counties, on average, 90 up to 94% of people getting the financial assistance. So this is really important. This is meaningful coverage. There are a lot of folks who are uninsured who have coverage for the first time. We've also have a lot of people in rural areas where this has made a huge difference. We have an older population as well in this region. And certainly, we've seen people who are a few years out from being eligible for Medicare, being able to get quality, affordable health care coverage for the first time, potentially. And the proposed changes impact low-income people very, very harshly. And in particular, low-income older adults are really hurt by the proposed changes in the financial assistance of the what the American Healthcare Act proposes. So we've got a lot of folks here who are directly impacted and could lose coverage.
You've had some time to look at the proposed American Healthcare Act that is being discussed in Congress right now. You said a few things that it would have an impact in this region. What are some of the other things, how it would impact?
Well, from our perspective at Pisgah Legal Services, we have been involved in this work under the ACA, as well as helping people access quality, affordable health care coverage for many years, for almost 40 years since we've been around through Medicaid and Medicare, and now the ACA. Being able to afford coverage is critical. And what the American Healthcare Act does is it devastates the incredible progress we have made at insuring more than 20 million people, at reducing the uninsured rate here in North Carolina, here in Buncombe County, here in Western North Carolina, significantly by 8%. And what we need to focus on is how we can get more coverage to more people and make it more affordable for those who have struggled with the costs, not to cut it from the most vulnerable, the very people that critically need this. And so the American Healthcare Act proposes devastating waivers that, if states opted in to these waivers, would destroy the essential health benefits package that has been meaningful for so many people. And again, talking about our region, we are looking at an opioid epidemic here. We are looking at people who are dying here in our community. The essential health benefits package covers substance use services. This has been shown to be beneficial at getting people access to treatment and services that they need. Those costs could rise or those services could go away. Same with mental health care. Same with maternity care and women's health coverage. So there's a lot at stake, and there are a lot of folks that we serve at Pisgah Legal Services that we're very concerned about.
Something we've heard from the supporters of the American Healthcare Act, including Congressman Mark Meadows of Western North Carolina, is that the Affordable Care Act is struggling to keep premiums down. And Blue Cross Blue Shield did announce, proposed, again, that they could raise them 23%, and that their goal with the American Healthcare Act is to find ways to bring premiums down, and that might include covering less or giving people more basic coverage. What is your response to this?
So my response is that I'd like to see us looking at bills or proposals that, again, are going to increase coverage and not take it away from 23 million people or gut the Medicaid program with $800 billion coming away from that program for our most in need. I'd also like to emphasize that we have seen that it's not just about medical well-being, it's about financial well-being. A recent report from Consumer Reports shows that personal bankruptcy filings were reduced by 50%, half, since the Affordable Care Act was implemented, and medical debt is down. So the premiums have increased. Yes, that's true. But we've just heard that the most recent premium increases are a direct result of the federal government's uncertainty about authorizing payments, and that we could, in fact, be looking at a more stable marketplace with only an 8.8% rate increase were the federal government to take some actions. Another piece of information that we'd heard after last year's rate increases was that the marketplace was finally stabilizing and that it was not expected to have to increase rates this year. So the ACA is a massive law. It is so many moving parts. And what we're finding is that keeping these pieces together, keeping the essential health benefits there, making sure that pre-existing conditions are guaranteed to be covered, that's all a part of making this work. And it was on its way to stabilizing. And so, again, you know, from our perspective at Pisgah, what can we do to see it become even more stable, more affordable, more coverage for those who need it most?
Jackie Kiger, thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.